The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to End of the Bench with your host, Tony Bowie. Tony is ready to talk with you about sports as a former NFL star player, but he's also ready to talk business, politics, and life. Miracles happen at the end of the bench. Now, here's your host, Tony Bowie.
Welcome, everybody. This is a special edition of the End of the Bench radio show. So grab your water bottles and move on down to the end of the bench, because this is where the discussion happens. I have really special guests on my show today. I have my daughter, Natalie.
Hi.
I have my daughter, Ebony.
Hi.
I have my son, Malachi.
Hi.
And they are here as budding future sports show hosts on our show today. My beautiful wife, Allison, is in here in the studio with my youngest son, Easy B. So she's back there just hanging, chilling out. I also have on the radio today my partner in crime, Chuck Chisel.
Hey, what's happening?
Man, what's going on?
Great day today.
Man, we have our special guest on. We want people to call in. If you got a chance, 888-346-9144, or you can email us at endofthebenchradio.com and ask these kids anything you want to. We're going to ask them all kinds of questions today that we'll probably get a lot of, huh, what, who, but we'll have fun in the process. Chuck.
What's up, man?
Tim Tebow. Are you kidding me? Why is Tim Tebow a quarterback in the NFL? Is it because he's going to sell jerseys? Is it because he's going to fill the stands, which they really don't need in New England? I don't know.
I like it. Personally, I like it, man. I'm one of those guys that, you know, if I move into a neighborhood and there's a party next door every other Friday, I'm okay with it. I like the noise that he brings. I like the attention that he brings in the locker room. I think that's all part of, add to a good scenario if you use it right, you know, and you preaching the same message where it's not a distraction, but, you know, can help. I like what he brings, you know, his attitude towards things, hard work. I think it's a good choice for them.
I don't disagree that he's a great guy. He's a role model. But when you're talking about a 53-man roster and you need to utilize every single position, and hopefully Tom Brady doesn't go down, the backup quarterback doesn't go down, and they don't end up with Tim Tebow as their starting quarterback anytime during the season. Because if they do, it's not going to be the Patriots that we're used to, that's for sure. Now, Josh McDaniels, who is a former head coach of the Denver Broncos and the one who drafted Tim Tebow, is now the offensive coordinator in New England. Obviously, he had something significant to do with this decision because, I mean, I'm a former coach. You're a coach, too. So you know that, you know, if you see something in someone and you see potential, you want to be able to work it with it and bring it all out. And I think Josh McDaniels is in the position where he's so invested in his legacy. His young legacy in the NFL is really attached to Tim Tebow because of who Tim Tebow is, because of what he did in college, and the fact that he drafted him in Denver as the head coach, the youngest head coach in the NFL. So here we go again. Is he going to you know, spend time and eternity trying to, you know, trying to make this guy an NFL quarterback? Is he going to make him an NFL quarterback? Because I still haven't figured out what Tim Tebow is. He's not a tight end. He's not an H-back. He's some hybrid that nobody can really figure out. And you have to do something very special for him. But in my opinion, when are you going to put him in? You know, fourth and one? Okay, then everybody knows it's going to be Tim Tebow time, which, you know, tips off the defense. You don't take Tom Brady out of the game, one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. You don't take him out. When are you going to take Tim Tebow out? Answer that, Mincy.
I think for, you know, one thing, obviously, you know, they believe in, you know, Josh believes in him, you know, definitely. I obviously drafted him in the first round. He is probably invested in that situation and probably sees something that other people don't see. I'm okay with that because I think, you know, there's far too many trends and copycats in the NFL and people trying to fit, you know, everything into a box. And, you know, those people aren't the successful people. It's typically people that see something themselves. They see something working, see something other people don't see, and they do it their own way. You know, Belichick has been doing things his own way since he's been doing it. He's been winning with, you know, kind of no-name guys in a sense, especially on defense, and it's successful for him. So, you know, I think it's a sense of him fitting in there. And, you know, it's something that particularly unique that, you know, New England has done with their offense. They're one of the teams that runs a sort of spread offense, except they don't have a running quarterback. And so in the event that they did need somebody to be in there to do something differently, Tim Tebow adds that element. They run the spread. They run at least three wide receivers probably about 80% of the time. So that scenario, you know, he's a good plug-in in that instance. You know, I mean, that just adds another element. And, you know, obviously they think he can throw the ball well enough to do it.
Well, the three quarterbacks they have on the roster as of today, Tom Brady, he's not going anywhere. He is 36, though. Ryan Mallett, the quarterback out of Arkansas two years ago. I mean, guys like 6'8", has a rocket arm, not very mobile, but was really drafted to be Tom Brady's replacement in the future. And it's kind of, in my opinion, it's one of those situations where it's kind of the Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre situation. You have a great quarterback who's and Tom Brady's not that close to the end of his career. He'll probably play another 3-4 years. He'll get into 38, 39, and then retire. Then you've got Ryan Mount, who would have been probably in the league 6 years by then and ready to take the mantle. And then you have Tim Tebow, a quarterback who does not fit the system that they're, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe does fit because they get rid of the ball quick. You know, Tim Tebow isn't necessarily the most accurate quarterback, but he's proven that he can win an NFL game. He's proven that he can win in the playoffs by his run in Denver.
That's saying a lot. That's saying a lot. And I think that's one of the reasons you don't. I mean, come on, man. Where do you spend it? You know, there's no guaranteed money involved. He's your third guy off the bench. You know, I mean, that's not a big risk other than, you know, like I said before, the noise and the attention that he brings to what you're doing. And, you know, New England can use, they're so underplayed and kind of low-key, they could use a little bit of that. That's not going to kill their locker room, especially when it's a good guy coming in there. When you have Randy Moss or, you know, Chad, you know, one of those guys coming in there.
Albert Haynesworth.
Making a lot of noise and bringing a lot of unnecessary attention. Then, you know, they don't fit and they end up going on their way. But a dude like this, I don't think it's a bad idea. You know, sell jerseys, fill up the stands, create a little controversy. You know, I mean, news is news and that's all good, you know. I think it's a good injection in the arm, man, a little electricity for him.
Yeah, I mean, it is so. So that bodes the question, is this a football move or is it a business move?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Kraft,
I mean, like I said before, as far as the football goes, he's the third guy. How often do you know, does your third quarterback play? Close to never. Typically, when the number one goes down, they usually look for another guy because they don't really think that the third dude is going to play anyway. It's almost like a roster spot that you have to fill. So, for you know, for that move, it's a bit of both, you know? It's a bit of both. Probably time to develop him and work with him and see if he can become something in the future.
Yeah, he's – I mean, and you and I know, I mean, the third-string quarterback on every team that I was on in the NFL – really never played. They were good. You know, they were players that could play quarterback, but they never saw the field. There were a few. Kelly Holcomb comes to mind. He ended up playing, being a starter for some time, a little bit in Cleveland. But for the most part, our third-string quarterbacks held the clipboard. Gave insight to the starting quarterback, whoever was playing, and that was about it. And held maybe held the ball in field goal. I don't know. That was about it.
Right.
So I guess in that regard, you know, no harm, no foul. You know, he's going to sell some jerseys. He's going to bring more attention to the New England Patriots. I don't know how much more you need, but because you got one of the best teams in the league. Year in and year out.
Yeah, you know, I think it's harmless. You know, at worst, at best, you might this dude may blossom. You know, I mean, the upside is, I think there's a lot of upside in Tebow. That's, you know, if somebody's willing to work. You know, years past, you know, Brett Favre took years, Mark Brunell sat for years. Those guys sat and were kind of apprentices. You know, and kind of mentored along the way. They don't do that now. So a guy like Tebow, you know, you never know. I mean, if he can get in there and win games just on grit and determination, you know, he's had the skills to win, what, two national championships in the NCAA? That's mm-hmm. not saying a lot as far as quarterback goes, but, you know, the potential is there. It may be it's something as simple as mechanics. And the next thing you know, you got a dude that has all the intangibles, and he ends up having the physical things, man. That could be a gold mine.
So here's the real test. I got three people in the room. Nally, what do you think about Tim Tebow?
I don't know.
I don't know. Kai, what do you think about Tim Tebow?
I don't know.
You don't know? Ebony, do you know who Tim Tebow is? Ebony?
Yes.
Do you know who Tim Tebow is?
Yes. Yeah.
Who's Tim Tebow? I don't think she knows who Tim Tebow is. So he's not really that popular. We're not buying his jersey, although I like him. But I'm not buying his jersey. We have about 30 seconds to break. Got to pay a few bills. Huh, Kai Kai, we got to pay a few bills. Say bills. Say bills, Kai Kai. Oh, well. Anyway, don't go away. We'll be back with our second segment on End of the Bench Radio with my guests, Natalie, Ebony, Malachi, and Chuck Chizel. We'll be right back on the Voice America Sports Network. This is Tony Bowie, your host. Yeah, yo.
She's a fast love professional. Do you love sports talk? Can't get enough sports talk? Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Every Wednesday, you'll want to talk sports with Touchdown Tony Collins and his co-host Bill Mattis. Tony's broken records and has been to the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl. We'll talk about what's happening in sports every week with news, action, and notable guests from all aspects of the sports world. We'll also involve you by discussing questions and topics of interest sent in via email from listeners all over the world. Become what you believe. Tune in to Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins, Wednesdays at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Sports.
Listen to the women's side of the fitness industry on Fitness RX Radio. If you're looking to stay healthy and look great, or are getting ready to compete athletically, this is the show for you. We'll look at competitions from the inside out, bring you fitness tips, nutrition to keep you on top of your game, and so much more. We want to hear from you, too, and we'll take your questions by phone or email. Tune in to Fitness RX Radio, airing every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Look and feel your best.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is End of the Bench with Tony Bowie. Whatever you want to talk about, Tony's ready to discuss. Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to info@endofthebenchradio.com. Now, back to Tony Bowie and End of the Bench.
Welcome back to the End of the Bench. I'm your host, Tony Bowie. I got Chuck Chisel, Natalie, Ebony, and Malachi on the radio. And man, the Spurs took it to the Heat last night. Oh my goodness, it was an embarrassment. A good friend of mine, Chidi Hantu, you know, I scroll Facebook, and he's a huge Heat fan. Lives in Florida, you know, Chidi. He played with us in Tampa, and he was so embarrassed. He said, "I'm pound sick of the Heat. Disgusted. Hashtag disgusted with the Heat." And my thing is, there was a stat during the game that said, for the team that wins game three, 12 out of the last, 14 series, whoever won the third game ended up winning the series. It was a telling statistic. And that was before the game started. So now they're in a situation where they fall in that statistic with a 2-1 Spurs with a 2-1 lead in the finals, and we were just having this discussion with the engineer Dio, me and Mitzi talking about, I mean, I just can't root for the Spurs. They are the most boring team in the NBA. When your personality and good guy. But when your personality is Tim Duncan, the lead of your team, that's boring. That guy talking, watching him talk, is like washing paint dry. Oh my goodness! What do you think, Ebony? You think you like Tim Duncan? Mm-mm. No, you don't like Tim Duncan. Hey Malachi, do you like Manu Ginobili?
No.
Ebony, do you like Tony Parker?
No.
I don't like him either. Natalie, you like Tony Parker?
No.
Do you like the Heat?
No. Yes.
Yeah, we like the Heat. I'm giving them the nod cues here. So, are the Heat done now? I mean, is it basically over?
Nah, man, you can't count LeBron out. I'd like to. Again, just like you said, I've never rooted for the Spurs until now. You know, I'm just, you know, if the Lakers ain't in it, you know, I'm not really with it. But, you know, and I don't know what it is. I just don't really like the Heat too much. I just, you know, I don't think LeBron's a bad dude. I think the whole decision thing that he did was stupid, obviously. But other than that, he seems like a good guy. It's just hard to root for them, man. You know,
Why is it hard to root for the Heat? Well, I don't understand this. Outside of LeBron and his I'm going taking my talents to Miami fiasco, South Beach fiasco. I mean, he's been a role model in the NBA. He's not in trouble. He's doing stuff in the community. He's leading his team. He's doing what every other NBA player would have done, which is try to find the best opportunity to win a championship. I mean,
I think maybe this is my, you know, it's just a telling fact that maybe this is where the age gap is defined for me. You know, they represent the whole skinny jeans era. Like, it's just another era of people and basketball. Like, you know, that whole decision thing, that was something that the kids did in the All-Star games where they would have, where are you going to sign? Where are you going to school? I'm going to Miami, and they switch the hats and then put on a hat at the end. That's just so arrogant and looky me is, you know, not knowing the other people are depending on them, you know, in essence, you know, for even like jobs and other things, you know, that, it just seems like it's so inconsiderate. I don't know, that whole era, you know, Dwayne Wade comes out with Capri pants on. It's hard to like them, man. Like, I don't know. And then, you know, I'm a Lakers fan, man, through and through. So, you know, the Heat trying to establish a dynasty, and I'd rather even see, you know, San Antonio's dynasty. At least it started with David Robinson, who I admire greatly. So,
yeah,
I don't know. It's hard to go for them dudes.
David Robinson is an icon. And you know, then they kind of had the Twin Towers for a while when the crossover came with Duncan. But I don't know. I just and I know you're rooting for him because you're a Lakers fan and you don't like LeBron or whatever. But you know, I just can't root for the Spurs. And I understand the whole new generation of players now, because as we get older, they seem to be getting younger for some reason. You know, now they're wearing the designer fake glasses, and everybody's got their own style. And even the NBA has taken on the promotion of NBA style. You know, you see it on TNT, and they are highlighting players' clothes and what they're doing off the court. It's an interesting kind of marketing campaign that they're doing, trying to, you know, I guess bring more attention to the players off the court and what they're doing. But the NBA has always been about all what happens on the court. And that's why you see players like LeBron that will make a decision in free agency that is going to give him the best opportunity to win championships. I mean, that, why in the world do you think Ray Allen went to Miami? Come on, man. Why do you think Howard went to L.A.? Because he thought it was the best opportunity for him to win an NBA championship. I mean, they all do it. When their contract is up, they're ready to roll to
right.
the place.
But the whole difference is that, you know, what was going on, it was a bit immature the way he handled it. Let's say that. Just the phrase, I'm going to South Beach, means you're not going there for what you're going there for. You're going there for all the other stuff. You're not going there just for what's happening on the court. You're going for all the other stuff, the lifestyle, the, you know. And then at the same time, you had the phenomenon with the basketball wives thing was out. It all plays together. It's kind of like, you know. And I know he hasn't really been that type of guy off the court. You know, he's been a family man. He's been doing everything, you know, the way he's supposed to do it. I guess it's just the taste left in your mouth, and that's your way of really being majorly introduced to who he was as a person.
You know what? I agree to some extent, but if you've been in Akron where he grew up, I coached in Akron for a year. Believe me, you want to get out of Akron because it's cold. There's not much there. And now he has the opportunity to, and Cleveland is about 30 minutes north of Akron. And now he has the opportunity to make even. I don't know if he could have made more money. He could have made more money if he stayed, I believe. But he took a little bit of hit. But he's going to make up in marketing. But now he goes to a place where he's. I mean, a kid. He's 23 at the time, I believe, or something like that. I mean, it's. I'm going too.
That's all he needs to do. Just go. Hey, you know, make a press release. I'm about to leave. I've decided that, you know, Miami's a better fit. I have a better chance to win. I like it's better for my family. I like the weather. All those things are great reasons. You know, the whole me, and kind of, you know, flipping your nose at Cleveland, that was just kind of like, it was whack. It was whack for the people in Cleveland. Kind of like a stab in the heart, in a sense.
Yeah.
Not that you owed them, but just the way it was done was just kind of whack. You know, just go. You know, that's my whole thing.
Well, there's, you know, there are a number of high-profile athletes that get bad, you know, bad advice about marketing. You know, I mean, that was obviously a bad decision that he got from whoever it was in his camp. Sergio Garcia has gotten bad advice on how to handle his situation.
Yeah, I think he's just a bad dude.
Yeah, I'd agree with that one. But, yeah. You know, it happens all the time. And so it's no big deal. It is a indication on who he is, on his age, his maturity level at the time. But that's in the past, man. The guy is trying to – he physically and athletically might be one of the best NBA players in history. I mean, really.
I can't disagree with that at all.
And the his size, the ability, he can handle the ball left-handed, he can handle it right-handed. He needs to get a little bit better at his left-handed, you know, kind of bank shot. But he can dribble left perfectly fine, dribble to the right perfectly fine. Obviously, he likes to move to the right. But he can shoot a three-pointer. He can back you up in the post. He can shoot a mid-range jump shot. He's got and he finishes at the rim. A lot of people think he's not the leader that a Kobe is or Michael Jordan was, but he's still really young. I mean, he's still really young.
Yeah, he's a young dude, and you know, physically he's just gifted, man. It's like if you know a mothership came and hovered over, and a bunch of LeBrons came off the plane, you wouldn't be surprised. He looks like he's from another planet. I mean, 6'8". 275, 285, not an ounce of fat. You know, I mean, and has all the spring and athletic ability of a guy, you know, a foot smaller than him would have.
Mm-hmm.
That's not normal. That's just not normal. You know, he's like a lineman that has skill position ability. That's the type of, you know what I'm saying? That's how rare that is. That's like a big, almost 300-pound lineman. They could play wide receiver. You know,
yeah.
That's what you're looking at with LeBron. You know,
I remember Warren Sapp, and he was, I mean, he had this upper body that was a big man's upper body. But you look at his legs, and he had these he had smaller legs, like they were a
track leg.
Yeah, and it was weird. He had such ability on his lower body. It was amazing, and he could. I mean, obviously, he's one of the Hall of Fame player eventually. But you know, it was that physical presence that he had, that physical ability, big man's upper body, a quicker man's lower body, and was able to use that athletic ability to be dominant in the NFL. And LeBron is like you said, that same way. It's crazy. But
yeah.
I think that they have an opportunity to come back. And if they do, it will even further cement his legacy because of that statistic. If you lose the second game or the third game, that you typically lose the final series, the whole series.
Yeah, you know, and you can't count them out because they've been – dominating people this year. They've been so dominant of a team that obviously their ability, you know, is off the charts. You know, it's mental with them. It's emotional, it's mental, it's other aspects of the game, maturity. It's those aspects which you think, you know, he probably doesn't offer, you know, as that, you know, person, that kind of statuesque, just kind of dependable person to look to. You know, you've seen him kind of bow out of games. You've seen him go up and down, you know, so that's probably where part of the issue is. They probably do need some of the other guys to step up and offer that.
Hold that thought. We got to take a real quick break. We're going to be back on our next segment. We're going to be talking about gymnastics in one of the best gyms in all of Arizona. Don't go away. on the Voice of America Sports Network. This is Tony Bowie, your host. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional. Take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
We some hard hitters, we some hard hitters.
Hard Hitting Radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard Hitting Radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional. Take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is End of the Bench with Tony Bowie. Whatever you want to talk about, Tony's ready to discuss. Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to info@endofthebenchradio.com. Now, back to Tony Bowie and End of the Bench.
Welcome back to the End of the Bench. I'm your host, Tony Bowie. We have a special guest. We're going to switch topics here, and we're going to talk about gymnastics. One of the things that really intrigued me while I was going through college at the University of Arizona was the athletic ability of some of our gymnasts down there, and several of the gymnasts that I had become friends with over the years and starting in college had gone to Sunray's Gymnastics and Dance Center up here in Phoenix. And so I wanted to bring on their general manager, Kinsey Nargang. Are you there?
I'm here.
And because my daughter has started, actually both of my daughters have started gymnastics there. Now, when I thought about moving my girls, 8 and 6 year olds, into gymnastics, I immediately called some of my former college peers who I'm still connected with, Christy Gunning Medrano, one of them. She was a gymnast there. And I said, hey, you know what? Is it good to put these girls in gymnastics? Because I remember they were in the training room more than I was. So, you know, that made me a little bit nervous, you know. But they said, you know, it was a great experience. They thought highly of the gym. They spoke highly of the owner. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring on Kinsey and talk about some of the changes that are going on in gymnastics on the national level, and then talk about what they do at Sunray's that is makes you one of the best around.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, Arizona Sunray's has been around for 23 years, so we definitely have a great history. It's really cool to see multiple generations come through our doors. So we're really pleased that your girls are here. And that people are saying great things about us. There's definitely some changes happening with the sport. I'm sure many people can notice that just in watching TV and having watched the past few Olympics. The skill difficulty has really, really increased in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And they've made some adjustments in order to keep safety, you know, a big priority. You might have noticed that the vaulting horse used to be what you always saw gymnasts vaulting over. Well, now today, you're going to see people or athletes vaulting over the table, and it's a much wider surface, and it prevents a lot of injuries.
Okay.
The bars are wider than they used to be, allowing for those big releases where you see the athletes letting go and catching the bar, some things like that. And USAG has really taken some steps to keep as many athletes involved in the sport as they can. So they've made it a little bit easier for them to get to some of these higher levels a little bit more quickly in order to maintain that motivation. Because you're right, they train a lot of hours. You know, it can be anywhere from, our competitive athletes train anywhere from 6 to 30-plus hours a week.
So how do you, here's a question. How do you determine which ones are you going to be your competitive ones? I mean, are you, obviously, your gym starts, you have summer programs, you start kids off really early doing, you know, just,
sure.
you know, just tumbling and stuff like that. But how do you determine when you start looking at, okay, this one is actually could be in our competitive program?
Right. Well, we work really hard to have a place for every child here in order for them to feel successful, because we think it's a great foundation for anything you want to do later in life. But, yeah, we always are looking out for, you know, those athletes who are demonstrating some skill and strength and flexibility early on. We have multiple tracks here that can get you to competitive gymnastics. You know, we have some 6-year-olds who are competitive, and then we have occasionally a 14-year-old who hasn't been competitive yet and is just getting there at age 14. Now, their end goal might be different, but they still both got to really enjoy the world of competitive gymnastics.
Okay.
When you're talking about those elite-level athletes, you know, typically they are identified pretty early on, and they're asked to train additional hours. Occasionally, once they get to that higher level, they're going to be asked to train during the day, so they might have two-a-day practices, and, you know, that affects schooling and things.
Yeah.
So we do some things with online schooling for some of our high-level athletes. Frequently, we have some school districts that are really, really kind to us, and they work with us.
Okay.
So that our athletes can still maintain, you know, going to school and maybe getting it out an hour early because their PE credit would, you know, would be coming here to the gym. So
I have my daughter Natalie here with us.
Nice.
Natalie, what made you want to be in gymnastics?
I saw all the girls on the Olympics. And it made me want to do gymnastics.
So she saw the girls on during the Olympics, and I'm sure there was a surge in enrollment soon thereafter.
Absolutely.
The Olympics.
That's, you know, our best advertising. It really puts out there what the sport can do for you.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and you know, as far as being a business, it's a great time every 4 years to replenish your. You know, the people that are coming to your program and being involved. I mean,
absolutely. It puts a nice spotlight on the sport for us, and we do appreciate that.
Yeah. So tell us something about something special about your gym that you particularly do there that makes you unique. And why would someone choose Sunrays over another gym in the Phoenix area?
Well, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is absolutely the history of excellence we have. In producing really high-level athletes, but not only that, having a really successful recreational program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 90% of the children who come through here don't choose to participate in competitive gymnastics, but they got, you know, more strength, more flexibility, more coordination from the sport, and, you know, we take pride in that. It's a really a family environment. We have several employees who've worked here for over 20 years. You know, we have a lot of history, and we're proud of that.
So. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, we have really enjoyed the other children that have been on her team, in particular Natalie. We've enjoyed the other parents that that we've gotten to meet. And it has become a very friendly atmosphere and a family atmosphere once you kind of get in there and you start to, you know, see other people's parents. You get to know them. Your children are out there competing with each other. And try and do better. And I'm, you know, and Charles as well are former NFL players. and we have competed at the highest level in our sport. And I really enjoy seeing my daughter being challenged and being pushed and learning and growing and trying to overcome things that are in her way, you know, whether it's a particular skill. And she has really enjoyed it. I see the growth in her mentally, physically, and emotionally because of what she has been able to do and accomplish, be pushed by her coaches at Sunrise.
Good, good. Yeah, I think you touched on something that's just so important, and I think it's getting more and more attention these days, but really the mental side of a sport and what you do gain from having participated in a sport where you, you know, you encounter obstacles and adversity, and it's what you do with it that can really shape you later in life. And we try to instill that in our instructors. You know, it's not just a cartwheel.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, Chuck, we had this discussion, I think last show, about the things that you accomplish, the things that you learn and develop in athletics that you just really can't get anywhere else. You can't get it, you know, in any other venue other than athletics.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Chuck, I mean, correct?
Yeah, I think that there are just certain personality types that if that competitive, those opportunities aren't dealt with, they'll come out in other ways. And, you know, these type of sports, especially for girls, you know, there's so many statistics on just the benefits of athletics for women and girls. It's just the esteem issues that are dealt with, and just the health issues are just, you know, it's just incredible getting them involved in activities like this. So it just seems like it's a great opportunity, you know, especially with something like this since it's so popular now.
Kenzie, in particular, can you name a few of your, or maybe you can, of some of your highest level performing gymnasts? Because you don't just do females, you have male gymnasts there as well.
Sure, yeah. We have, like I said, long history. Well, it's fun because, you know, so many of our athletes return to Sunrays and now are our instructors here. And one of our really high-level, actually our competitive team director, Nikki Byshaw, actually went to U of A. And she is here now running our team program, and she competed internationally. We have quite a few other athletes, Heidi Hornbeek, several, actually, that come to mind. But the coolest thing is when we get to see them come back here and share their gifts with everybody else.
I mean, as you walk into their facility, you'll see on the wall to the left just a wall full of high-performing gymnasts that have reached certain levels in gymnastics. And it's really impressive when you are a new member coming to your gym and you see the history like you talked about and how successful you've been in training gymnasts and being successful. That was one of the things that caught my attention when I first arrived into the facility, was the fact that this wasn't just some gym and they were going to teach my girl how to do cartwheels or whatever, but you were actually going to push them, if we wanted you to put her into a competitive atmosphere where she can hone personality traits that I think are very instrumental in becoming a good citizen, a good adult.
Yeah.
Natalie.
Yeah, no, each one of those athletes on that wall has competed, has competed in a national competition, and, you know, many were national champions. So we're definitely proud of that wall. We actually, I don't know if you noticed when you walk in the facility, you see that big painting, that mural on the back wall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's of previous athletes we've had, and based on a few Olympians who we've had contact with and things. So we're really proud of that mural and what it stands for.
Yeah, yeah. I have Natalie here again. Natalie, what is your favorite, do you like the vault? Do you like the bars? What do you like, the floor?
Floor is my best thing.
And she really enjoys it. I've got the rest of these coming in. Kai, do you like gymnastics?
Yes.
Yes, he likes gymnastics. He's three.
Wonderful. did she know who her teacher is?
Who's his teacher? Katie. He was with Katie.
Katie.
Yeah.
Excellent. We love Katie.
So we have 30 seconds to go. We gotta go pay some bills for one more break before we come back for our last segment. So don't go away. We'll be right back on the Voice America Sports Network. This is your host, Tony Bowie.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
When it comes to youth and high school football, listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
What's it like to live life on the edge?
Fire in the hole!
It's that feeling of exhilaration after doing something that pushes your limits every day. Action sports athletes live their lives on the edge. Join professional ski patroller, journalist, and author Kim Kircher every week as she talks to guests who are exploring the edge. We'll look at everything, including risks, motivation, and the rewards involved with getting out on the edge. You want to tune in every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Mom's away.
Football and so much more is the focus of Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson. Join the former Arizona Cardinals running back for a show that mixes, well, a little bit of everything. Damian brings to the program life experiences playing football, and we'll talk about his variety of successes both on and off the field. The goal is to provide you with a fun perspective on life, family, success, and of course, football. Tune in to Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson, Fridays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
This is End of the Bench with Tony Bowie. Whatever you want to talk about, Tony's ready to discuss. Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to info@endofthebenchradio.com. Now, back to Tony Bowie and End of the Bench.
Welcome back to our last segment of End of the Bench Radio. I'm your host, Tony Bowie. I've got Kinsey Nargang from Arizona Sunrays and Gymnastics Center. I've got Charles Mitzi. I've got my daughter, Natalie Bowie. Say hi.
Hi.
Say louder.
Hi.
There you go. I got Malachi. Say hi.
Hi.
I got Ebony. Say hi.
Hi.
There we all go. And I want people to be able to find out how to get a hold of you, how to find out about your programs over there at Arizona Sunrays. So how would somebody get a hold of you?
Well, the easiest way to learn the most about us is to visit our website, and that's arizonasunrays.com. But we're, you know, our main location is on 32nd Street in Thunderbird. And then we have 13 different kind of satellite locations where we're operating out of community centers. The benefit of that is that we're right near community and that the classes can actually cost about half as much as they do in our main facility. So we're definitely trying to reach as many people as we can, offer the sport of gymnastics to as many people as we can. But at our main facility, we also have a number of other programs like our super camp where you get to be active all summer. And whenever there isn't school, we offer that here and our dance program as well. So.
Okay, well, I couldn't more highly recommend Arizona Sunrays and what they're doing over there. From personal experience, I've seen the growth in all of my children because they've been in the program over there. So thank you very much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And hopefully you can, you'll see a few more people come your way because of what you're doing and your exposure here.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care. So, Chucky.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you're noisy over there. I don't know what you're doing. What are you doing?
Thought I had you on mute.
Yeah. So we're in our last segment. Talk about your website. I want to know more about your website, where people can hit you up. I want to plug you real quick before we run out the door.
Yeah, well, what we've been doing, you talked about before, we've, you know, I was head coach over at Inglewood High School for a number of years, and then my buddy took over after that. And one of the things that we did was start, you know, getting our kids in schools, and we had to, you know, just kind of market them. So, you know, we did highlight tapes and a lot of, you know, sending things out to different coaches, and it just, you know, kind of snowballed from there. We end up having two Army All-Americans and a bunch of other kids, over around 25 kids signed Division I scholarships, you know, and that's out of one school in a short period of time. So, you know, we just decided to take it to the next level, and my buddy's been doing highlight tapes for kids all over the country, and we just formed a little group of coaches that were with us and got in there together and really started, you know, promoting, you know, kids. And we decided to get a website because the YouTube page, which is, you know, YouTube, UTR highlight videos, and it's Under the Radar, you know, is the name of our company. It's pretty much for kids that probably get overlooked or not getting as much attention, or that show a lot of promise early, you know. And we've been going to all the camps, you know, 7-on-7 passing leagues, you know, kids that we hear from word of mouth and videos that we get in, and we break them down, analyze them. And our website is going to be, should be coming up, you know, opening next week. We're going from the graduating from the YouTube page to a full-blown website, and we'll have, you know, a bunch of videos and commentary and rankings, and it's a lot of things, probably like a digital, you know, sports bar in a sense, you know, and that'll be UTR for Under the Radar, sportsmedia.com, you know, UTRsportsmedia.com. So
UTR,
that's kind of how things are going, man, and I'm really excited about it.
Okay. Hey, Kai Kai, where are you going? Come here, Kai Kai. We're gonna get you on the radio. Here's my 3-year-old. Come over here. Over here. So Kai Kai, what's your favorite cartoon?
Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen? Do you like ice cream? Do you like cookies?
Yes.
You love cookies, huh? Tell everybody else out in the radio world what else about you. You like to go outside?
Yeah.
Do you like to throw rocks?
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes to throw rocks, everyone. You like to throw the football?
Yeah.
And hit the baseball? You like to play baseball with Daddy?
Yeah.
You like soccer?
Yeah.
He likes everything. Do you like basketball?
Yeah.
Say basketball.
Basketball.
Basketball. Yep. 3-year-olds are funny. Anybody else have a 3-year-old out there? I don't know. You take over the show, Kai Kai. You out there, Chuck?
Yeah.
Talk to him. Say hi. He's got the headsets on.
Malachi, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good.
Good?
He actually answered you.
I know. So what do you think about the Heat?
Heat.
What do you think about LeBron James? What is your analysis on LeBron James? What do you think about the decision? Huh?
You like LeBron James?
Yeah.
I want some in-depth analysis, though. What are your inner feelings about LeBron James and how he's handled himself during the playoffs?
See,
nothing on that right now. Okay.
Okay. What about Ebony? Pick up your mic, Ebony. You there?
Yes.
Say hi to Chuck.
Hi.
Hi, Ebony. How are you?
Good.
That's good.
All right, so we got to go. I got another host coming on. Thanks, everybody, for coming on the show. I got one more deal. Welcome to another daily, weekly dose of Tony Bowie's positive quotations. And this one's from Martin Luther King. And it says, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Martin Luther King. Don't go away, because we're going to be back next week, same time, same place, on the Voice America Sports Network. This is your host, Tony Bowie. Go be a miracle!
Go Bam!
Thanks for tuning in this week. End of the Bench with Tony Bowie is live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. Go be a miracle. Go Bam. Stage right, lock eyes. I swear it's magical.